the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we are. You're with the infamous and the dangerous and the always in your face, Eric A. Sinani, looking at you. I see you. Don't hide. Don't be a troll. Show your face. Don't hide behind a pulpit. Don't hide behind a bench. Don't hide behind your office. Show your face. Tell the public who you are. Sinani's listening. I'm here today again with the lovely Miss Bianca C. Say hello to the crowd.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing today? Tell everybody.
Fabulous. And how are you today? I'm so glad to be next to you, by the way.
Well, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. See, and the thing there is terrible, but we're working with wonderful tech as usual. Thank you to my in-house tech people for keeping me good. But my producer out there, not talking about you. Anyway, so here we are again another week. And I'm keeping it fresh as always. But, you know, we have to, I hate to do the same route over and over again every week. But it seems that it seems every week that it's Israel is a problem. And now we have committed troops that are overseas and they are defending our freedoms and protecting our way of life. And they are there doing what we ask them to do. And let's never forget that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never forget that that's what they're there for. And remember that they may play this down in the regular news media. They may play it down, but just know that there were attacks on American military service members this week. Not in Israel, not in Gaza, because the United States is not involved in operations in there other than medical, et cetera, logistics. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about our military personnel minding their own business in Syria and Iraq on their base, doing their daily operations, which 99% of the time is humanitarian services. And while they're doing that mission, they are being attacked by drones and other types of weapons. And this has caused injuries. We're talking injuries, people. We're talking American lives, people that wear the United States flag on their shoulder. They raised their right hand. Mm-hmm. Yes, they raised their right hand. They took an oath. And that oath is to serve and defend. And that's what they're doing. So before we get into the heavy business of today, we're going to take our first short break, because it's going to be very stressful, and I want you to be prepared. Get your notebook ready. Sinani's listening. Don't go anywhere.
Use your voice. Sinani hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sinani hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinani. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. Yes, we're back. You're here with the infamous Eric A. Sinati. After a very short commercial break, we're going to hit it hard. And I'm coming at you hard because that's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
We have American lives have been put at risk again. Why is this not being a conversation everywhere right now? Why are we not talking about this everywhere? Why is this not on every news outlet everywhere we go? Why is that the case? What is going on that this is not happening? I'm just like blown away. And then they're minimizing the injuries. I just want to break down something to you, okay? They mentioned traumatic brain injury. Let me explain to you traumatic brain injury for those of you that don't understand, because they played this down, okay? The regular mainstream, whatever you want to use, what term you want to use, the regular mainstream media played this down as it was just basic injuries. No, it was not. And I'm looking at you, whoever said that this was a regular thing, it's not. Traumatic brain injury is exactly what it sounds like, people. It's trauma to your brain. Think about that for 1 second, and I'm going to use the pun. You use your brain to think about it, so you're using your brain. So imagine trauma to your brain. Would you even be able to right now even think about what it is that Eric Sinati told you to think about? Traumatic brain injury is a mind-altering, physiological, psychological, and biological change to a person's life forever. It changes the chemical makeup. It changes the neurotransmitters. It changes how your brain functions and fires every day, 24 hours a day, whether you're asleep or you're awake. Okay? This is fact. Okay? This is not something that they're just going to put a Band-Aid on and it's going to go away. I don't understand that, you know. And then let's take to the next level. Traumatic brain injury obviously requires something to be severely traumatic, something enough to cause trauma. If I were to walk up on the street and punch you in the face, it would leave a bruise. That would be a trauma. Okay. A smack in the face is that trauma? That's a smack. You smack your child. All right, depending on what state you're in. That's legal or not, you know, that's a whole other conversation about what's considered corporal punishment or whatever.
That's really a different story.
Whole different topic. And, you know, Sinati loves to go off on topics. But anyway, the fact of the matter is a smack, a poke, a push is not trauma. Trauma is when your body is hit in a manner where it actually startles you, knocks the wind out of you, mm-hmm. makes you lose consciousness or whatever. That is a trauma. That is something that someone's going to deal with for a very long time. That is not something that's going to just disappear in a day. And what they're not telling you, people, my followers, thank you for following me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for putting us over the top on listeners every week. Our numbers are getting better. Thank you. Listen to me now. You're going to hear it very soon. PTSD, which I personally think it should be PTSS. Post-traumatic stress disorder, which I don't believe it's a disorder. It's a syndrome. PTSS. If they had enough trauma to their body to sustain a traumatic brain injury, that means that their head was jarred so hard that their brain rattled inside their skull back and forth.
Wow.
Or that there was an explosion. And if you watch TV and you see a shockwave blows out windows after an explosion, mm-hmm. that shockwave travels through your body and it makes jello out of organs. This is what kills people. So when there's an explosion and there's a shock wave And if you see some movies, you see in the air, it looks like a haze, like, you know, like a slow screen, a haze. That is the shockwave. When that travels through your body, look it up. You can watch videos of it. They've done it with ballistic gelatin bodies. It rattles and shakes everything, and it almost can liquefy organs.
Wow.
Depending on the extent of the shock. So if they sustain traumatic brain injury, then they, these particular members of our armed forces who are forward deployed in support of our nation, while the rest of us are here enjoying the liberties, and some of you are taking advantage of the liberties, which we're going to get into that shortly, they're going to have injuries that are beyond the traumatic brain injury. Because if they suffered that trauma, then there's going to be a post-traumatic stress event. It's going to be a post-traumatic stress situation. There's going to be nightmares. There's going to be jumpiness when they hear a boom. They're going to have their head on a swivel, as people would say. Have their head turned around, always looking. They're going to be hyper-vigilant. They're going to be always waiting for something bad to happen. And that is a terrible feeling. It is a terrible feeling. Those of you who have had a panic attack ever in your life, and everybody's had one at one point or another, even if it was something as minute as when you thought you lost your wallet or your phone. Think about that moment when you thought you lost your phone or your wallet.
Oh my God, that jolt, yeah.
And that feeling of that flush in your body.
I go crazy.
That is a symptom of I'm gonna call it post-traumatic stress syndrome, because I don't like it as a disorder.
I never thought that would feel like that.
That is what it feels like.
Wow.
For people all the time. I'm going to emphasize that again. All the time. We go to bed. They hear a door slam. They jump and startle. And if you're watching me on TV today, you just saw me jump and startle. People make fun of people with that. It's not a joking matter.
Well, you have to understand that.
It's not a joking matter. Somebody is having a physiological response. They're not doing that for fun. It is a physiological, biological, psychological response. Okay?
So you're telling me that you're always like alert and aware? Like, is that what it is? Like,
especially when you are coming out of places of danger, women who have been sexually assaulted, or a child that's been abused. You could tell, because if a woman has been sexually assaulted and you're a woman, mm-hmm. you've heard of the signs. When somebody another man touches them, they kind of fringe, right? They jump back. Or a child has been abused. I made the joke with my son, and I was like, oh, I do a little Taekwondo with him. But he doesn't move when I move my fists around. He doesn't move because I don't beat my son. I don't do that. So I do little Taekwondo. We watched Karate Kid, by the way, and we were getting into it. And just as a side note, I made him listen to the Karate Kid while he was in the womb.
I can't wait until he gets his first belt.
And he's watched every Rocky movie. So anyway, we do Taekwondo. He's 6 months old, but I'm teaching him how to punch already. But the point is, he doesn't jump.
No.
When I throw punches back at him and I'm teaching him how to block, he's not jumping because he's not programmed in his brain to worry about what my hand may do.
Gotcha.
You follow? His brain is not programmed. Now, if I were to be the type of father that always smacked him and hit him in the face, then he would crouch up. Or if a woman who's been abused, they jump back when a guy touches them. I mean, I've seen that before, and it's very sad. Mm-hmm. Having worked with juveniles for 30 years of my career in criminal justice, of the 28 of them, 27, 28 years of criminal justice experience that I have, majority has been with juveniles. And I've seen this. I've investigated it. I've worked on these cases. I've interviewed these women and children. And this is PTSS, post-traumatic stress syndrome. They were not pre-programmed to have that physiological and biological response to that outside stimuli. I don't want to get all scientific. Oh, they're like, ooh, Sinani knows a little more than him. I'm going to get, when we talk about Freud now. No, I'm just kidding.
I have to say, for the military spouses, that you guys are amazing, because you have to understand what trauma your spouse went through. And you guys have to be a team and understand and make sure that your team and to comfort. That's the job, to comfort them. Because
I wanna
that's
put,
your duty, and they did the sacrifice. So I want to,
I'm not trying to cut you off. I didn't mean to. I wanted to add in something to piggyback what you were going with.
Sure.
And I actually spoke on the phone today with one of the military programs, actually, and the general this morning. But then I spoke with one of the military programs, and we were discussing this very issue.
Oh.
So one of the things that you need to understand, and I'm looking through the camera, if you're a military spouse or you're a fellow veteran and you're suffering, yes, I know the VA has let us down. The VA has let you down. The VA has let me down. I can have a whole episode. I could do a week segment on the wonderful services that the VA doesn't provide. Now, on the same note, there are some outstanding people at the VA.
Absolutely.
Some of the most caring people at the VA. I'm not knocking the employees. The system is terrible. They are handcuffed in their jobs. So I don't want to go off on a tangent, but what I'm saying is people are afraid of the VA. I understand. I know that feeling. Okay. I was supposed to go there today to pick something up and I didn't go. I do everything in my power to avoid going there. Even though I know I had to go and pick something up, I still didn't go. What you need to do, there are resources. Military One Source. Military One, W-O-N-E, Source. Military One Source is free. It is funded 100%. They do not turn over your information to the Department of Defense, nor do they turn it over to the VA or any other agency, and they will provide you whatever services you require. They will give you individual counseling, anger management, marriage, couples counseling, all of those things are available. I bring up Military One Source because I was discussing with some of my sponsors and organizations that support my show and that I support, because I donate a lot of money to a lot of different programs. So I was on the phone with one of the magazines, the Military Family magazine, about an upcoming feature story. And we were discussing this issue, and I said to them, I'm going to bring it up today.
Well, that's great that you could provide that for the viewers that need it.
Right. And you know, I'm happy to say that this show is doing phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. Okay. Just pick up any phone, any computer. You can go to Google. You can go to Bing, you can go to DuckDuckGo, you can go to Yahoo, pick one that you like. You don't even have to type in my name. You type in The Hostile Zone, and Sanadi's going to be number one. And underneath me is the Department of Defense for their military hostile zones. So I want to look through the camera, and I want to thank every one of you for clicking away and watching the show and listening to the show. I'm proud to announce that I've been offered an additional time slot in the Miami area, and I've been picked up by 6 additional FM stations on the West Coast for a Saturday night primetime and a Sunday night primetime. I will be providing that information very soon, probably within the week. Anyway. It's not a rah-rah, Eric Sinani, but I'm just saying that we are reaching our audience.
That is so cool. And I love Miami. So, hey, hi, Miami.
That's right. That's right. I'm proud to be a member of the union, and I support what we're doing. We're in the entertainment union and the journalist media union, the Writers Guild. I have a feature article coming out. If you read my most recent academic article, was about the juvenile justice system. Wait till you see my next one that's going to be published this week or next week. It is going to be about the failing miserably youth protection, child protection services. Talk about failure. Talk about failing children and families. Wait till you see that one. That'll be there too. It'll be there. It's too easy to find.
I can't wait to scroll up and down.
And feel free to go on to Google and click away on that wonderful picture of me with the Coast Guard, because I love it. Thank you, whoever created that. I love it. I love it. I actually want to print it out and frame it. We were talking about getting it into here. Shout out to the Coast Guard for whatever the hell that is. I don't even know. I've never even been to the port. So I love it, though. I love it because you get me clicks. So I just had to shout them out. I don't even know who those clowns are. Not the Coast Guard, but the people that posted this thing. But anyway, thank you, because you actually got me more clicks and you actually got me 6 more radio stations. So anyway, the article is going to be not state specific. So I'm not attacking any particular system. So I'm not attacking any particular child welfare system. And again, I need to throw a caveat in there.
Okay.
Having worked in that system, I worked on the juvenile justice side. I worked on child protection side. I worked on family side. I did all these investigations. I worked on the court side of it. I worked on the investigative side of it. I worked on the legal side of it.
Okay.
In the field. So I understand. I'm very well schooled and knowledgeable in this area. And I want to say that I'm not attacking any specific person, because nobody goes into those jobs to get rich, people. They don't. You become a stockbroker. Okay. Shout out to my boy, Jordan Belfort. I'm going to give you a ring and let you know the phone call I got today. We were talking about you. Your ears are ringing, Jordan. Your ears are ringing. But anyway, I'm going to have to hit you up, because I think I might be reading that book soon, the Series 6 book. Anyway, my point is that nobody goes into the child protective service world because they want to get rich. Okay. They go to school because you have to have at least a bachelor's degree, more than likely a master's degree. Mm-hmm. You spend all that time, and we know the government screws you over, and there's a ton of student loans. And I'm going to give you a little hint in a second. Hold that. Remind me to give them the hint.
The hint.
I'm going to give you, I want to give you guys what I call pearls of wisdom. Remind me to give you the pearl of wisdom. So anyway, they go into these professions, and you really make no money. Mm. And it's atrocious. Word of the day. It's atrocious that they go into these jobs. You should see, I've been there, into some of the most disgusting inner city areas where you walk in and there's cockroaches and you don't want to sit down on a couch, but you got to interview a child who may have been sexually or physically abused. And that maybe is a grandmother there, or somebody, a family member. And, you know, I don't want to sit on this couch. I saw cockroaches, there's fecal matter and whatever. And I'm like, well, I need to be like, whatever. How do you not do that and not be disrespectful? It's a tough game. It really is. Mm-hmm. So I promise you when it comes out, that I'm not attacking anybody that works in that field, okay? I just want you to know that I honor you. I donate money to your foundations. I honor all of you. You do the right thing, most of you. Some of you do stupid things, but for the most part, again, you are handcuffed too. The system is not helping you. Now, pearl of wisdom.
Hence, pearl.
Pearl of wisdom for my college students right now. Students that take my classes, or if you're in another school, you should find out and take mine. Or if you are a recent graduate, go into the 501 nonprofit sector. working with children, families. Go and get a government job working with children and families, et cetera. And there's a rule. It's a little different in every state, but they will wipe out some of your student debt. Pearl of wisdom, they're not going to tell you that. It's a form that you got to go dig for it. And Sanati's known for digging for it. I was just sitting with a guy today, hopefully he's listening, who's doing quite successful, and he'll be, hopefully he'll be having a commercial on here. and we were talking, he said, wow, man, talking with you, and we had a very similar military background. He said, wow, talking with you was like, literally, I learned the most. He was taking notes. I've learned the most with you because I just like to read. If anybody digs around and finds it, I do. I don't dig for dirt, people. I don't read the first Google search. I go and I look things up. I actually use databases, LexisNexis, Fastcase, you know, Westlaw, ArchiveNet. I do my real Google Scholar. I utilize real things. I prefer not to use Google at all, to be honest with you.
Google's not research. I'm just sorry.
I've been very Google has
Google,
Google Scholar.
Telling what you want to say. Like,
Google Scholar. Google Scholar. Google Scholar. Download the app. It's free. It's free. Google Scholar. Go to the iStore or the Google Store or whatever. It's free.
Scholar,
Google
yeah,
Scholar. You can look up case law. You can look up academic articles. You can read articles from Professor Sanati if you like. I'm about to have a few more published in there. And my book that I'm 88% done. All right, I made 88 up. I don't know, 85, I don't know.
Something like that.
But I'm getting amped up. I'm actually thinking about book number two. I'm already like moving into another book. But anyway.
Page Turner.
It really is. But anyway, pearls of wisdom. Dig around. Dig around. If you're having problems finding it, send an email to me, okay? You can email me at eric@ericandrewsanati.com. eric@ericandrewsanati.com, or you can email thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. There you go. Yes, I'm on social media. Yes, I truly am the person that's in the pictures, and yes, I'm posting it, but I'm not reading the 5,000 messages I get and spam. But I can tell you right now, eric@ericandrewsanati.com or thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. I will respond to you. So my point is that if you are having a hard time finding such a resource, please call upon me. I'm here for you. I actually care. And a lot of people will tell you this. I met somebody today and they're like, you can't be real. I'm like, no, I really am. I will help you.
That's okay.
Call me. Yeah. And you know, I'm right.
Yeah.
Email me and I'll find the form for you. I'll figure it out. There are grant money out there. There are scholarships available.
That's one thing. You can't say no.
I'm terrible at that. Actually, yeah, and you know, and I've been told that I need to say no more often because it's taking a physical toll on me. Taking a physical toll on me.
Because you care so much.
I do care. I honestly care. And that is what gets me angry. And that's why I made the remark about the BS Coast Guard thing and the BS Navassa garbage. It's all nonsense. It's not true. It's crap. It's a lie. It's
really
just
is because
somebody is jealous of me and jealous of what I say and what I'm going to do. And they're jealous that I actually give a crap about somebody that asks me for help. If you ask me for help, I'm going to say yes to a fault. I actually suffer mentally and physically sometimes because I go overboard to help people.
I got
to
say, whoever posts things like that, like the trolls, that's so
immature. I call them bots and trolls, yeah.
I know, but like, it's really pathetic and it's so like immature.
Well, here's the great thing.
You know what? That person probably doesn't have a life And that's so pathetic.
Well, here,
I just gotta say
one thing that makes me laugh. and I hope my friend that I was sitting with a few hours ago.
Don't you understand? It makes a person even more famous.
Right. Make fun of right. Because then they click away and they see that story is the same story reposted four times. But then they find 19 other great things that are different. And then they're going to find that. And when my new article is published this week, they'll find that. But anyway, what makes me laugh is
and it's
is that,
funny because, you know, the people that are smart and that have a mind, they know it's BS.
They know, right.
And the way the format, it's so tacky.
Well, if we go back.
It looks like a fifth grader just like. Made a little poster out of crayons.
And then you look up who some of these people are. And I really laugh. A wannabe journalist. I don't want to badmouth anybody. I don't do that. Don't drag me into the gutter like other people. But what I do laugh about is that when you are a syndicated professional and you are a recognized professional and you are a creator, I guess, or whatever. I have access to analytics, so I can see who's clicking this stuff. I actually get to see a lot of information that you'd be surprised, which actually was enlightening to me, because I was like, wow, I got to be careful what I click, because they actually know who's visiting what sites. You think that you don't know when you click Facebook, but guess what? When it's a professional web one, we know, I can see, my analytics team gives me a list of exactly who, and they break it down by age, gender, race, locality. It's pretty damn amazing. And then they can break it down to the specific IP address and the location. It's insane. Even with a VPN, it's unbelievable.
Doesn't Facebook also tell by seconds too how long?
It actually, Google knows that. You know, another thing I've learned.
My singing page, I can tell like when people are like on it and stuff.
I learned with the Google Analytics, they know how long you keep your mouse over a picture.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's how they're selling things. They're selling stuff. But anyway, so now I want to move a segment into another part of what we were talking about. Oh, but we forgot I have the famous pocketbook. Yes. This one is compliments of the Heritage Foundation. I have the Cato Institute one here. Yes, I'll give you the shout out next week. The Heritage Foundation. And can you handle that for me real quick? We have a cat that wandered in here. We gotta throw the cat out. She just won't leave. We love the cat. What are you gonna do? So I'm an animal people. So anyway, the pocketbook. The U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. I never go anywhere without it. Here it is in front of me. And I have my Abraham Lincoln quote book. And on my desk downstairs, I have a whole plethora of Abraham Lincoln books. So now we are going to talk about something that's going to get people. Don't crush my flag. One, take this one.
I love my country so much.
I know, but this is here for decoration.
Are we playing pillow fights already?
No, we're pillow fights. Yeah, it's not that kind of show. Not that kind of show. So anyway, we probably get a lot of clicks though. but anyway, so I'm going to talk about something that is going to make me angry and make other people angry. But the truth is that what is going on our campuses with the protests from students right now and the nasty, hateful things that they are saying on campus, and they just feel that this is acceptable.
Isn't it supposed to be a safe zone while you're studying and putting all
Did you
your...
just call it a safe zone?
You know,
I didn't
like
say
that.
Safe space, people. Okay.
It's supposed to be a place to learn, and actually you put all your money to that education to pay. And
but they're letting them, the professors are letting them run wild. They're letting them do whatever it is that they want to do.
Hey,
they're getting paid anyway. Yeah, but you know what? It's not about getting paid. It's about doing your job. It's about doing what's right. You know, I mean, I don't understand. All I know is that you are insulting and actually verbally and mentally abusing victims of terrorism. You are abusing. There was a video of a young girl trapped in a dorm room while they were banging on her door, chanting outside.
Oh, my God.
And nobody did anything for her. How is this acceptable? What has America come to? Did we forget about 9/11? Did we forget that we are under attack, whether you see it or not, on a daily basis? Do you not realize, do they not realize that China and Russia and North Korea and some other countries, Iran, some countries in Latin America who are buddying up with some of these people, are not our friends? They want to cause harm. Did you know that China said the other day, the president of China said the other day that America is in decline?
Really?
His words, not mine. America is in decline. And then also in the same week, at the United Nations, Iran, whatever you want to, however you want to pronounce it, basically, in so many words, made a threat towards the United States. They basically said, and I don't want to say the quote because then I'll have my trolls in my box and there'll be another fake article or whatever. So that's why I don't want to be, you know, a quote on something that I don't have the exact number in front of me. But he basically said that since we, America, wanted to be part of whatever he would call it in the Gaza Strip with the Palestinians and Hezbollah as well and all this nonsense, just the entire thing, it just makes me angry. The entire thing, that if we wanted to be involved in that, that they had no problem having the war and conflict go beyond further than there. Well, I don't know about you, but I grew up in Bergen County, New Jersey. And if somebody said to me that if something was going on, and that if the statement was like, if I didn't want it to go further than outside the schoolyard, then that was telling me that we're going to be fighting outside that schoolyard. That's what it says to me. Mm-hmm. That you're threatening me that it's not going to end here in the schoolyard. And as we would say, them's is fighting words to me. Them's is fighting words. I'll take it right back. I'll take it right back to Patterson, to Newark, Jersey City, Hackensack. Let's do it for real. Those are fighting words. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that it's not going to end in the schoolyard, that I may have to think or worry outside the schoolyard that you're going to be there to start trouble. This is basically, in so many words, I broke it down to your Jersey style, but I mean, in so many words, that's what was said. That if we poked our nose and got involved, then if we wanted the war to go on the way it would, then they would have no problem extending this conflict and war into further lands. Now, what are those further lands? We're going to take a break. When we come back, Sanadi's going to tell you what those further lands are. Don't go anywhere. I'm looking through the camera. Putin, I hope you're watching. Don't go anywhere. Come back.
Use your voice. Sanadi hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sanadi hears you. Use your voice.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. That's right. You are here with the infamous. Boom, boom, boom. Pulling back the curtain. Karate Kid, there we are. Here we are. We're calling it back. You're here with me. Thank you for coming back. Thank you. Thank you for all the support. So we were discussing the direct threat. And I say it's a direct threat from Iran to the United States. I think that's a direct threat.
I think
when you basically say, when you say that you are saying that you wish to engage further, that or you have no problem with engaging further, mm-hmm. then that's telling me that we're going to have a problem. Now, I would never, ever condone, and I never will, and you will never see me on any video, in any conversation, anywhere, publicly or anywhere, make remarks derogatory or bash my president. POTUS, President of the United States, no matter who it is, Republican or Democrat, no matter who it is, they have my support. So with that said, what is our president going to do? What are his advisors going to tell him he should do? What are our military leaders going to tell them to do? We have a threat. We have a threat. We have a threat because not only do I believe this is, here it is. Sanadi's going to tell you. This is coming from me, my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. You can bot me and troll me, whatever. We have sleeper cells here in the United States, okay? And you would be a fool to think that there are not sleeper cells. And for those of you that don't know what a sleeper cell is, these would be people at the ready to perform terror attacks against the United States, against our citizens, against our military, and against our infrastructure. Whether it be sabotage of our infrastructure, whether it be targeting our citizens with whatever, anything that would disrupt the lives of Americans, that would take the lives of Americans. Don't think for one second that they're not here. I said this last week in the show, and I said they interviewed a couple of Mexicans. Well, they interview them all as they come over, but they interviewed, and the overwhelming discussion was, many of them were saying that the majority of people that they are coming across the border with are not of Latin descent. Now, they didn't go any deeper with that. But I'm going to just throw it out there. I don't think they're Canadian. I don't know. I don't think they're Canadians. I don't think they're people from American Samoa. I don't know. Peruvians. I don't think so. I want to think, and I don't want to believe, and I don't want to really think, but I would speculate with an educated, scholarly guess that these are bad actors. These are people that we will regret that we have a border that nobody is enforcing. Not only will we have a financial regret because all these people are now in our country, but we will have a regret when something happens. And as a former 9/11 responder, well, not former, I'm still one, but obviously it happened, it's over. But as somebody who lived through that, somebody who responded to that scene and somebody who changed their direction in careers and things that I was doing because of that incident, which made me who I am today here in front of you. So maybe something good came out of it. It made me more of a fighter and somebody that'll challenge the system. Again, why they probably write these great stories about me on the internet, because I challenge the system, because I always ask why. Always ask why. The only stupid question is the question you didn't ask and you went home and wondered why. I don't ever wonder why. I ask and I ask and then I look and I look and I find it and then I ask them again when I know the answer already. And 9 times out of 10, they don't know that I know the answer, but I know. Anyway, back to the point. The point is that that changed the pattern of where I was going to go. And I would hate for us to have to experience that again. And then I'm going to say, what is everybody going to say? I'm going to ready. You don't know what I'm going to say, but then
I wonder.
But, all right. But you're going to know. And you're going to say,
I think so.
Right. Well, anybody that, that knows me knows that anybody that sat through any of my college courses will know that somewhere where I'm going to go with this.
Keep but, staying tuned.
Yeah, always follow through. Always. Oh, we have some online courses coming too your way soon. Anyway,
so tell me.
Anyway, so people are going to say, how did they let this happen?
How?
Right? How did our government let us down? Where was our government when this happened? Why did they not know that this was going to happen? This is what those kids on the college campus that are too busy banging on somebody's door because she's Jewish and they were chanting for Palestine, or they were too busy at George Washington University flashing signs onto a building while poor families of hostages were driving in Ubers and taxis to Congress to testify about their loved ones who were held hostage. They had to drive by our beloved George Washington University and look at hate on the walls. Those same people that did that will turn around and say, why, government? Why did you allow that to happen to me? Why? How did this happen? Why was there no toilet paper during COVID? How did this happen? Because you sat around and you whapped your mouth around about nonsense and didn't pay attention and have your head on a swivel about what's going on. You know, you live outside of a bubble, people. It's called geopolitical. Geopolitical, meaning space, politics, government affects our lives in your little bubble. Somebody's going to pop your bubble. It's going to happen. It's not if, it's when. When is it going to happen and where is it going to happen? And I pray that it doesn't happen. And I truly do, because I know the man that I am. And no matter where I am, I'm going to stand up and go and help people because that's what I am. But I don't want to see anybody suffer.
I don't either. But don't be a bully. Like, really. Even if a person's like a different religion or whatever, leave them alone. They have their own beliefs. Once you have your own beliefs and stop bullying other people,
here's the wonderful thing.
That's all I want to say.
Here's the wonderful thing. And we have a few minutes left. So, but it's a wonderful thing. And I was having this conversation with somebody today. There's this wonderful thing in this book here, The Constitution. There's a wonderful thing called the First Amendment. Now, inside of that, there's a lot of things, but we're just going to talk one little sliver. It's called freedom of the press, okay? Mm-hmm. We have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to assemble, all this other stuff.
Yeah, but right? When it becomes physical, no, that's not right.
I have a point here.
Okay.
Because it's a good one.
All right.
Freedom of the press. Harvard University, the Harvard Crimson, the Harvard directly, the newspaper or whatever, students there. I have my own feelings towards Harvard. I rubbed my hand on his boot before I took exams too. So I got a nice picture of that, you know, go bot that if you want. Anyway, Harvard, the students put together a list and they put their names on it, signing a list about Israel committing crimes against Palestinians. And here it is. We're running on a time crunch, but I want to get it to you. Because of that wonderful document right here, the Constitution of the United States, the First Amendment, they tried to take that back and not say that list was there because, see, a lot of Wall Street and a lot of main businesses said they want to know the names of those students that signed the list because they will never hire them. They'll be blacklisted. And they try to hide the list. But because of this wonderful document, they wanted to be a newspaper. They wanted to be the press, freedom of the press. So guess what? Those businesses now have the same rights that you did to blab your mouth. They have the right, because it was under the Constitution, under the free press, they have the right to pull the record on those documents. So they get to see who you are. So there you go. That's how we're going to end the hostile zone. We're going to end it calling you the Joker this week. The hostile zone is hostile towards you. Don't miss me next week. Check me out on Instagram soon. Facebook. I'm everywhere. Look for me. Eric A. Sonati, Eric Andrew Sonati. We're out. See you next week.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare. The boat's bursting in air. Get proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land and the home of the brave. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.